talks about a case where a child is holding money in his hand on Shabbat. So the question is, what is our limitations of contact with such a child that's carrying money in his hand? So he brings down from Yesh Omrim that some say that the father or the mother wouldn't be allowed even to hold his hand and walk with him in the house, because we're worried that the kid might drop the money, and automatic tendency is you pick up the money. So in order to put a gedet against the mukseh, they didn't even let the father or mother walk with the child if he's holding money in his hand. However, Baran in the Stam said that the only issud in that case would be is to hold the child, to carry him, but you could actually walk with him. The reason again being that the kid might drop the money and instinctively you might come and pick it up. So therefore, even if the kid is crying and even if the kid is needs the father to pick him up, you got to drop the money first and then he could pick up the kid. However, in a similar case where the kid is carrying the halakas is a rock or a different type of mukseh, it's a problem to carry that kid, because by carrying the kid, it's like you're carrying the rock, which is interesting halakha here, that if a child is carrying mukseh and you're carrying the child, so it's like you're carrying the mukseh itself. Maran is only lenient again in a case where the kid is crying and he has what the halakha calls gi'guim, meaning he's going to get sick if he doesn't have his father carry him or something like that, and he needs to hold on to the rock. He doesn't want to let go of the rock either. So it's in that case over there, the poskim allow us to carry the kid, because we're not so worried that the father is going to come in contact with a rock. And the poskim write that, let's say the kid, as the father is carrying him, throws the rock on the floor, the father would not be allowed to pick it up. He has to put the kid down again, let the kid pick up the rock, and then he can pick up the kid again if he's still crying. So we have a few halakhot over here again. Holding a child with money is never permissible, even if the kid's crying and he has gi'guim and he's unless of course it's pikuach nefesh, we're not talking sakana, we're not talking. Again, the gezera by money is that it might fall and you might come to pick it up. By a rock, it's also forbidden to pick up the kid if he's holding a rock or mukseh. The only heter is if he has gi'guim, which means he's upset and he's crying and things like that. If you don't pick up the kid, he's going to get worse. So therefore, they were lenient in such a case, because since you're not picking up the mukseh directly, so they allowed it in such a case only where there is sa'ar for the yedet.